Welcome, listeners, to the Americana Italic podcast. I'm Christian Cardenas, your favorite host. With me today are two amazing graphic designers. Their names are Big Boy and Anna.
Thank you for having me on here. I'm really excited for it.
I'm thankful to be here, and I'm looking forward to answering questions you have for us.
The topic for today has a lot of importance in today's world. It was invented during the Renaissance. We will be talking about the amazing invention that is the printing press. Okay, to start things off, I know you guys are professional graphic designers. Have you ever wondered where it all began?
Oh yeah, all the time. I've always wanted to know how the cultures back then were able to write about their stories and the experiences that they've had.
I've always wondered how the process began and how the invention changed throughout the centuries.
All right, so what do you guys believe? What cultures do you think started writing, and why would they?
I have actually heard and believe that the Sumerians were the first to develop writing.
I think they started writing on clay so they can pass down information for millenniums to come.
But Anna, did you know that the Mayans and the Chinese were also the first one of the first cultures to develop writing?
Well, you didn't let me finish, but yes, they contributed to writing because China wrote on paper and the Phoenicians were the ones who invented the letters. And that led to printing press.
It's true that the printing press would not have been invented without those cultures. But it wasn't just about letters. The inventor, Gutenberg, had to develop some sort of movable type. Tell them more about that.
The movable type was just one part of the printing press. There was the punch and mold system. These things combined allowed the printing press to mass produce books.
The printing press was able to mass-produce books because the technology in the printing press was so advanced for this time, and it took centuries to make.
Yeah, we almost agree that the contribution this spectacular machine had and still has on everyday life is amazing. Imagine the world without it, you guys would probably not have jobs. Now we will take a 5-minute transition to Gutenberg for a short segue. We would like to thank our sponsors, Americana Italic, for making this podcast possible. Remember to use Americana Italic as your next typeface because it is an original typeface. And we are back to our podcast with two special guests, Anna and Big Boy. Last time we left off, we were talking about Gutenberg and his printing press. And I said, without his invention, your jobs would probably not exist. So, how did this invention affect the world?
Yeah, I agree. Without his printing press, many of the books would not have been made, and most likely no one would have thought of the printing press to begin with, because it was such an advent invention.
Imagine that the printing press didn't exist. The world would be totally different. Things wouldn't be printed like textbooks for education. It would be harder for us to write and philosophize everything instead of easily printing out pages.
Indeed. Most of the technology we have would not exist, therefore the world as we know it would not exist. Sadly, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to the Americana Italic podcast, a production of CMYK and AYV with US. Tune in next time for another podcast.